But the concept is there, is that God wants us focused on Him. He wants us to be, He wants to know that He's our everything, because He is our everything. Okay? He wants us to be in our dreams and our thinking, in our relations with other people. When some guys have come over to work for me, and it's been a while, but they mess some stuff up sometimes, and they're not paying attention, or they're not trying hard, or something going on. Well, particularly some particular people. I won't say their names, but no. And I want to call them out, right? I want to call them out right then, and I stop. And this is an important thing to do. Stop before you say something and say, is this going to help this person at this time in their life? And it's not, many of the times. It's not going to be what they need is a correction of how to do something better. Sometimes I'll say, hey, didn't I tell you this? Let's do this here, and try to say it in gentleness. I want to just say, I just said to do this, and you did that. What's going on? Are you thinking? I mean, trust me, I can be very condescending, and I can be very, to the matter of fact, I can call out exactly. It's natural for me to have a sharp tongue, and I can speak the truth without love really well. Okay? But we're to speak the truth in love. And the way we do is we have to stop what's going to come out natural. And, Lord, what does this person need at the time? Because, you know, it's not about you, if Jesus is your everything, to be able to say whatever you feel like saying that makes you feel like you're all that, because they're not doing the job right, and you're going to say, hey, you know, I'm the man, I'm calling you out, and then you feel a little powerful there. See? That's not about you and your power. It's about that other person and what's best for them at that moment. And it's not easy, because everything inside you wants to say, get your act together. Now, trust me, there are times we do that, because we see that the person's capable. We see the person's not trying. We see the person being lazy. But there's still a way to challenge them in a positive way to do a better thing. But it's not going to necessarily be comfortable for them, but it's what they need to hear. Okay? But that's how the awakening happens. We don't want, most of us have had dads who were verbally abusive in some way. They didn't train us in kindness and the way is positive to do. We don't need to be hearing that from our brothers and sisters. We don't need to be using that same dialogue that the parents gave us. We do it different, because Jesus is our everything, and He is love, and we speak the truth in love. You still speak the truth, but you do it in love. What's the word love mean? Do what's best for the other person, no matter how you feel.